The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. Congratulations, Pat and your team. You've succeeded. We had a little glitch here starting the show, but now we're all figured out. I'm so excited for everybody. Pat has been working on this, and her team have been working on this for a really long time. So I do hope that I did announce it properly. Transformation Talk Network. Sounds really good. And we're also live on Facebook, and we will be on YouTube later. And I'm really, really happy to have a guest on the show today. I haven't talked to Carly in a long time. And I'm not going to introduce you, Carly, because we all know who you are from the Holistic Fair, and you've been on the show a few times. And
yeah,
I think you did a gig on Transformation Talk Radio with Pat.
I did.
How did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was a blast. Always a pleasure to be on there. Yeah. We have so much fun. It's like, goes by too fast.
I know. Pat is amazing. And yeah, I was so happy. She said that she really enjoyed you too. So that's really good. So Carly Penfold has been on the show before, and she is, has been for the last, well, I guess it was 5.5 years, started the Holistic Market event. And now she's, doing her own thing because, obviously, with the COVID, we still aren't allowed to go to her fair. So Carly,
the building's not even open yet.
No, they won't even allow anyone in the building yet. And so tell us about it. I was going to have you talk about yourself first.
Okay.
What you're doing. Sure. But I think people kind of want to know, like, because we're not doing that this year, right?
No, all of the in-person events have all been canceled for the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair for 2020 due to COVID. And there is ways to reach the vendors, though. I still have the website active. It's holisticmarket.ca, and there's a Meet the Exhibitors area. Yourself included are on there, Colette.
Thank you, Carly.
Social media links and contact info and a little bit of a bio too, so people are wanting to still reach out to them. That is still active, as well as the Facebook group. I've got a Holistic Living Tribe on Facebook, and that's where I'm doing a holistic show every week, and just kind of having that connection online. Yeah. So while that's been all going on, sort of online, I've also gone back to my teaching roots, and I'm now teaching acupressure online for pain relief and doing some.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, and so we talked about this morning.
Yeah.
Just before I like to contact my guests, and we were talking about it, and I asked you what you were up to. And you have this online program, and you're working on, like me, I'm working on, I'm working on an online program. I'm really excited about it. And when I was so thrilled when you told me what you were working on. Tell us what it is today, what you're going to share with us.
I'm going to share 2 acupressure points to relieve neck and shoulder pain. I think we can all use some of that. Yeah.
Well, what I love about it is because I've been also studying. Mm-hmm. And I've been taking my teacher's certification in face yoga, and I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatics therapy from the Australasian Institute. And I also have, you know, the energy work. And then this is the combination of the two.
Nice.
And I'm just so excited because it's filling in all those little missing spaces in the information, and I'm putting it all together, and it's coming in so fast now. And of course, you know, for those of you who have gone to the fair, and I mean, I think I was at the fair was it 5 years? How long was the fair running?
Five years, almost to the day, actually. 5 years before we shut it down.
It's really interesting. So it's kind of interesting how it's exactly to the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it exactly to the day?
It was, well, the last one that I held was at the end of March, and April was the 5 year anniversary. So
that kind of says something, doesn't it?
It's synchronicity.
Yeah.
Like a cycle of it.
A 5 year cycle there, right? Mm-hmm. Because that was a lot. Like, this is something that I want to say in case I forget to say it on today's show. Just because I feel like people maybe don't understand the depth of the work that you put into the fair.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a lot of work. If anyone has ever put on a wedding.
Oh yeah.
This woman has put on a wedding about 8 to 9 times a year.
Eight of them a year. Yeah.
Eight of them a year, yeah. With how many people tend to buy tables at those fairs?
Well, the vendors, there were over 50.
So like you had 50 brides.
Yeah. I love this analogy. <It's> hilarious.
And all their family to deal with.
Oh yeah. And all their stuff they brought with them. And left behind.
So on some level, you must have been devastated at first. I was.
Oh, well, for sure. And it was such a rolling devastation because, having had a March event and then the next one in April got canceled, and then the next one got canceled. And then, but there was so much hope, and then dashed hope, and hope, and dashed hope. And finally, in July, I just decided I'm not going to try and do I rebooked some dates for the summer, and it just wasn't looking like it was going to work out.
Yeah.
And it was just time to release it and let it go. Not just for myself, but for all the vendors too, that were also in limbo and going through this with me. Another one's canceled, but
for myself, I never did any of the fairs ever. Except for yours and a few of the bigger ones when I was asked to speak. But I went to yours regularly because I was working on my Tales from the Vector deck.
Yes.
And I needed to have to use them, and I didn't have the whole deck.
Yeah.
And so over the years, I'd have a lineup all the time, and I gained so much knowledge and so much information from it. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really sad too, because all of that work that you go into to build up to your seminars, that's a process that takes 2-3 years.
It does. Momentum. And
so people don't understand that that's gone. For her to start a holistic market again would be like starting almost from scratch, except that you would know way more.
That's right.
You would know enough not to do it. You would know enough not to do it.
Knowing what I know now, which, brings me to an acupressure point, which I can share with the
I would love that. Because, I would love that.
This one is called, it's a lung point, lung one, and it's called letting go. And it's a releasing point, and it's right in the shoulder. It's right on the front of the shoulder. There's a little bit of an indentation. If anyone can see the visual of this, you kind of want to go right where there's an indentation.
Does it matter which side you do first?
No, if you can do both of them at the same time, you can. But I find just relaxing one arm while you're pushing on that,
kind
of relaxing it, because when you cross over, you'll be... you'll be activating that point too. So it's below the shoulder, a little bit of an indentation there, quite big, probably the good size of a loony.
Okay.
Even. So giving them that whole front area massage in there, and that will be letting go, releasing.
Woo!
So it's just for people, you find these acupressure points are quite tender. So that one's a good one for anyone who's feeling like they just need to do a lot of releasing and might have it being built up in their body. Thinking about that, taking a deep breath in and exhaling, really feeling that area releasing, unwinding, letting go, and just allowing yourself to move forward from that too.
You have a wealth of experience in this field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been a practitioner over 12 years as a shiatsu practitioner, which is acupressure and massage mm-hmm. together. Yeah, so it has been a while.
But I mean, the study of it is fascinating because in my energy work, I use those same trigger points. And that's what I learned in my psychosomatic training. I use them energetically to facilitate the process of letting go. And I spin it out to black holes in the universe. Nice. Because if you skip the lymphatic system and you spin it out to black holes, then the lymphatic system doesn't get so overloaded.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then you spin black holes into the lymphatic system, especially if someone is immunocompromised.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't, like, it's kind of, because a lot, don't you find, like, what causes this tightness here?
Well, I think everything we feel in the physical body starts on the emotional level. Mm-hmm. And then it just works its way in if it's not dealt with, and it shows up in the physical form. So the what actually causes that is we don't deal with it, and it just accumulates and just seeps in, and then it's in our physical bodies
too. Okay, so this is so fascinating because, you know, as I told you, like, we're working on the chin, the jaw, and the neck, and the shoulders right now. And in the face yoga, all, you know, like, and through psychosomatics, like, everything that's in the face is a reflection of the body.
Yeah.
So if you read the face, you can read what's going on in the body because it shows, and it's just, I love it. It's just so incredible. Like, it's kind of, anytime that anyone has, like you said, a physical issue in their body, at some level, it's not physical to begin with.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you find these trigger points and what do you, and like, just, can you explain it to a little bit? Like, what does it do? Like, some people say, well, it hurts. Why do I want more pain?
Right. Well, when working with the acupressure points, it's important just to be gentle with yourself because you don't want to exasperate a situation. And it's also important to recognize when you're at the point of needing to assemble a team to help you through it. Like, go see a physician, go see a massage therapist, go see a physio, go see a chiro, whatever, you know, energetic healing that you're into, go see those people, because that can be done by distance too.
Quite rapidly. Yeah, totally. I decided at the beginning of this year to set a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And it's the very first one that I've ever been able to keep. Uh-huh. And it was to have more massage.
Oh, nice.
That one's easy to keep.
That's a really good one. I like that. Everyone should get more massage.
I'm up to 2 1.5 hour massages a month.
Oh, very nice.
When there's this kind of stress, don't you, like, this is important.
Yeah.
When there's this kind of stress that people are under, are you finding, oh, I forgot to mention 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. It just hit me. I was so proud that I remembered Transformation Talk Network. The thing is that right now we're under so much change, more than regular.
Yeah.
And are you finding that your clients are tighter in the neck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And actually, I was inspired as well by my pickleball friends, because when we're playing pickleball, it's usually the neck and the shoulders, the elbows and the wrists. And I did a 3-part series on targeting these areas because it's a lot of upper body issues that come up for them. And I see all the hardware out there and the armbands and everything. But I really found that because everybody's kind of stopped going to see massage people in person. I mean, that's starting to come back now, but it's really, we just have to take charge of our health. We are our own responsible person to, like, have to do that. and doing self-care for our own health and like being proactive and being taking preventative self-care is just the way that I see it. It just has to go. Like
it's just I have people going through so much stress.
Yeah.
And like because I work around the world, I notice like, and they don't realize that they're under the stress they're under. They don't understand how much stress they're under. They are going on what I call autopilot.
Yeah.
And then something happens. Like I had someone, a lady that I know had her found out her father passed, and he passed, you know, he was older and he just dropped, which is a beautiful way to go really when you're older. That's how my grandpa on my dad's side went. And my dad said, I wish I could have done that. And it was really hard for her, of course. But then when they were trying to reach her brother, they couldn't reach him and found out he had already passed and no one had found him.
Oh.
So she like there's things like that happening because, you know, they're all around. And these people, this is underneath a lot of people, like, you know, they'll go out and they'll be like kind of normal, but then they go home and they cry for 10 hours.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because we used to be able to go to the walk through the neighborhood or whatever and say hi to people and everything. And half of them are wearing masks and half aren't. And
yeah,
everybody's divided. And I thought we were all supposed to be one.
Yeah. Well, that is coming up. I mean, they're starting to get that neighbor against neighbor, country against country, province against province, even. Like, there's a lot of fear that's going around, and even just to the point of like, how do you feel when you see a license plate that's not from around where you're living? Like,
I say, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, but
aren't we a tourism industry here?
I know, but people are getting
I mean, I thought that Canada was one country.
Yeah,
like that we, you know what I mean? Like, I feel very strongly that you know, this is affecting people in ways that are going to be like, that they'll notice later.
Yeah, it's like right to our foundation, our core, our values, to really, we really need to stand for what we believe in and voice that out, because now more than ever, because otherwise, if we don't, it's going to be too late to be like, oh, wait a second. I didn't quite agree with that way back when, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, like I always have said this, if you want to have a good future, participate in it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I love about you. So, you know, like it was really disappointing and everything, but I saw like you and I both cried. I know.
Yeah.
I had you on the show. Your eyes look pretty swollen like mine, but we both decided, hey, let's, you know, like you have two choices at that point. Either you decide you're going to go in another direction, which you are and I am, but this is your, I'm getting, because this is your love.
Yeah.
Like you're not doing, like if you hated your job, you would be like, woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but like when you really love what you're doing, and that's what I love about you, Carly, and you've been so generous with everyone. And so I want to thank you for that. I understand how much work it is to put on an event.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, I just want to say to you, you know, I'm very grateful for all that you did for all of us in the city here, putting those on. And
thank you.
You know, and you know, in many ways, we'll just evolve into, it's going to push people into being even stronger.
Yeah, I think it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to check with you, Zach, because we started a little bit late. Are we at the halfway break because we decided to skip it? Okay, good. See, I've got a pretty good sense of timing here. Okay, so Carly, like, you know, you're doing an online program. That's what you're working on.
In October, I have a holistic healing immersion program that will be online through Zoom. There's going to be different components to it that I'm really super stoked about. One of them is going to be a distant remote healing Reiki session with chakra balancing, Tibetan singing bowls, and all of that good distant energy work. So there's a whole session dedicated to that. And then for people to really take charge of their health, I'm going to be leading people through a meridian each month. So for example, we'll start with like the lung one. It times in with the seasons, and in traditional Chinese medicine, it's a big deal to do that.
And so I've
the points that go along it.
What was that? There was an acupuncturist that did facials that was in the booth next to me.
Oh,
one of the things, because I always tried to do something with someone.
Yeah.
And because I learned how to, like, I studied the meridians and that quite extensively.
Yeah.
So when she was working on my face, she would tell me exactly what meridian, and I could tell her exactly what I could feel in my big toe because I was there. It was, I worked with her for about 6 months like that. She was so generous with sharing her knowledge with me. And then when you can really feel it in your body,
yes,
you can actually, you know it and then you feel it, you can feel the stuff going out of your exit portals.
So that's what I'll be working with people in the Zoom situation. So it'll be like a classroom type. We'll have feedback. Kind of have that in-person feeling.
And you've been doing shiatsu now. We have to go to a break in a minute here. Can you just give us a quick couple sentences, what is shiatsu really compared to other massage?
Shiatsu is working with the energetic body as well as the physical. So working with the meridian points, which are the same as acupuncture points. It's the same system, just without the needles, using finger pressure or massaging with a hand or using like knuckles or an elbow or something like that, but not really any other tools than what you have already in with your own body.
Thank you. Okay, so we have to take a quick break here.
Okay.
And when we come back, if you have any questions for Carly or you just want to say hi, because we haven't seen each other out
there in
so long, do feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I know a lot of the children are going back to school in these 2 days right now. They're alternating them. And so I know a lot of you are really busy out there. Want to give a big, 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 warm, energetic love to all the teachers and all the students out there, along with Carly here.
Yes.
And we'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're also live on Facebook. We'll be on YouTube later, 1-800-930-2819. I know everybody around here is sending their kids back to school. I've been working with a lot of teachers who are doing their best to be a teacher on a computer, like Carly and I are learning how to do right now.
That's right.
I have Carly Canfield on the show, and Carly, I just want to make sure you share your contact information with everybody
right,
so that they can
right.
reach you.
Yes. a lot of my contact info is on my website, which is carlypenfold.com. And there is a, if you go to /links in there, there's a whole bunch of links you can link into for contacting, as well as contact page. And email is carly@carlypenfold.com. Thanks, Colette. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you something. I know, like, we're talking about like stress and we're talking about relieving the tension. And I want to get to the second trigger point, but I just had to tell you because it made me laugh when you were talking about the pickleball, because Dr. Pat is a big, do you know, did she tell
her
you how
pong,
many
right?
trophies yeah. she has? Like she actually competes in an age category way younger than her, and she kicks butt.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
And so I thought the two of you would be perfect together. So yeah. I want to get to the next trigger point.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
this one's it sounds like amazing.
Right. That was a bonus one I did with that lung one on the front of the shoulders. Mm-hmm. The next one that we do for our neck and shoulder release is a combo point of a gallbladder and a large intestine point. So I'm going to just pop up a chart here for those who are actually on being able to see. We're looking at gallbladder 21 and large intestine 14, the two ones here. Those are okay. the ones that we'll be looking at. And to access them, you take your right hand over your left shoulder on the top of it. So now you're over that gallbladder 21 point. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your left hand over your right arm, and that's the outside of your arm. You kind of go from your shoulder and then come down a little bit. You'll feel a tender point kind of in the middle. Yeah, that's
yeah, I got it.
You're there. So
I was out.
So holding these two together and taking a deep inhalation, exhaling, feeling any tension or tightness unwinding again, remembering to be gentle with yourself. You don't want to cause any pain or bruising here. And another deep breath in, exhaling, releasing, letting go of any tightness and tension, feeling that releasing through the neck, through the shoulders. And then inhaling, exhaling, and then switching to the other side. So taking.
What if we just stop for a second? Because I want to just see.
Oh, you just want to see.
Like, notice the difference in the two sides if you just did this.
Yeah.
Can you notice the difference? It's like, whoa, we got to do the other side, Carly. This side's jealous.
You totally have to balance yourself out. And like you mentioned, it's important to do the other side too, because you have one that's sore and one's not. You want to know what the unsore one feels like in your normal state.
Right. Yeah.
Do the other
just
side.
To remind you, right?
That's right.
So now we're taking our left hand.
Left hand to the top of the right shoulder.
Okay.
Right hand down the side of the left arm. Getting to a little tender point, kind of right where that muscle kind of comes to a V point. And then holding these areas here, just giving some light to mild pressure. You can even give a bit of a massage if that feels comfortable to you. And then using the breath. It's so important to connect the breath with these points. So a deep breath.
Make sure you breathe.
Yeah, and then
or else it contracts everything. It tightens everything up even worse. Yes. This is what I love for people like me. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a doer. And so it's important to note, like to just every once in a while, just, oh, okay, notice.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And you can't overdo this.
No, you can't.
It defeats the purpose, right?
That's right.
Yeah. The whole purpose is to release any pain, right? Inflammation, yes. What else?
Yeah. And also it helps to bring more blood circulation to the area, which then again helps with the whole clearing of any swelling, any helps out with the lymphatic system, get to that moving, because our lymphatic system doesn't have its own circulation. So we have to do things to help it.
And along. So do you want to just explain, like, so the lymphatic system is pumping, right?
Well, no, lymphatic system, it doesn't have its own like vessels or anything. Like our blood has all of our veins and arteries, and those are funneling all through it. But our lymphatic system, it's pretty stagnant unless we move.
So what you're saying is if you're not moving a specific body part, that area could end up feeling
stagnant,
tight, or
and get some swelling even with the feet. Often there's swelling will pool at the feet, so needing to get up and get some movement, using the acupressure points helps the energy move through there as well. So that's
especially if you're on the computer a lot, I find, that, you know, I'm on the computer about 15 hours good every day now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like I'm working on 3 online programs.
Yeah.
I'm painting, I'm finishing a deck, but what I find is if I get up and I do something like that, go outside, water part the yard, come back in, go do it like that.
Yeah.
People don't realize how if you just need to get up and move.
Yes. And that alone will help. And then you couple that with specific acupressure points, that's going to help to target your energetic system as well as your physical body. So it all just ties in with each other. And the beauty is it's all with your fingers and hands, and you can do that like right now as you're sitting at your computer screen. You can do that if you're driving and at a red light, and you
If you're at a red light and you're stressed out, right?
Yeah.
And what does the gallbladder do?
The gallbladder, the meridian point up here is like a downward button. It's like helps things to come down and through the neck and shoulder area, and the large intestine one, that when they're coupled together, they're good at releasing the entire area.
So one is this one's for the large intestine.
Yeah, the one on the arms, the large intestine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's also very significant, because right now I'm noticing that when I go into buildings and stuff and they're using a lot of that disinfectant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my body, like my eyes are just burning and my eyes are just pouring water. Like I don't know what some people are using in some of their, but that has a very bad effect on your gut health and also, on the lungs. So it's important kind of to clear it out.
Yeah.
And energetically, a lot of grief is held in the lungs.
Yeah, the lung with the breath, right? What are we bringing in with our breath? What are we letting go of with our breath? But also in our lives, what are we bringing into our lives and what are we letting go of? And that was that first point we did on the front of the shoulders, that lung one point. It's called literally called letting go. It's so poetic.
I love it. And the thing is like, so when people are coughing, a lot of times what people don't realize, coughing a lot of times is actually, people think that that's about the lungs, but a lot of the time that's about the swallowing reflex not being even. And so when people feel that they are not allowed to speak their truth, their voice, their words, quite often they will end up having problems on a physical level here in the throat.
Yes.
Very common.
Yeah.
So, we're at the end of the show already. And so I just wanted to say to you, Carly, like I really, really I'm happy to see your face. And I wanted to say, like, the pandemic has really done well for you. We're great.
Oh, jeez. It's the behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. So I am excited to be teaching, though. It is, you know, trying to get the silver lining. It's nice.
You can't turn a negative into a positive, but you can, you know, look at your possibilities, all the challenges. Yeah. Like I wrote that about in my book, right? You have all these challenges in front of you. Those are possibilities in disguise. And they're not maybe what you want, but pick one of them.
Exactly. Pick one and run with it.
Yeah. All right. We've got to go now, everyone. The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Zach. And everyone out there listening, we'll be back next week.
Oh, we're going to break, just a second break. Not quite the end of the show yet, though.
Oh!
We have some more time. Yay!
I thought that went so fast.
So I was trying to let you know
in
the chat.
I didn't even read it. I'm sorry, Zach. I thought, geez, that went by fast. Are we off the air now?
We're going to take a short break now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And I apologize. I was ahead of myself. Time usually does fly by on the show. I've got so much on my mind. I said to Carly, I'm studying so many hours right now, and I get into it, and then 3 or 4 hours go by, and I realize, geez, I didn't even get up because I really find this fascinating. So you're going to, your focus now basically is moving forward in this work, right?
Yes, and for sure, going back to my teaching roots. I used to teach this in person, but now with everything going online and really trying to stay connected with my clients, I'm bringing what people would experience in person online. So they get the, like, it'll be in my Holistic Healing Immersion program, which is starting in October. There'll be the first three, like, Thursday mornings, we'll be getting together of each month and doing energetic healing, then being proactive and learning acupressure points that we can do on the fly as things come up. And this is all going to be customized to the group. And then being able to take a look at, like, what we were talking about there, like the toxic environment in our homes and how can we make it less toxic, and what are we using for cleaning? What are the ingredients to be looking for? Because ingredients I've been looking at for over 20 years, my youngest daughter has an allergy to dairy and eggs. And I first discovered that when she was 6 months old. She was teeny tiny and she's breaking out in hives. And I got this little baby and I'm like,
my,
oh my
little
gosh,
one was allergic to carrots.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one. We have a caller from Paris. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah. Quick. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a call from Paris, like the city of love and romance.
All right. We have Marie. Marie from France. You're live on The Truth is Funny.
Hi. Hello, Carly. And hello, Colette.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing in France?
Very well, thank you. My current thing is I've just been feeling so tired, exhausted day after day. I don't know if it's procrastination or what the heaven is going on.
Well, first and foremost, because we don't have a whole lot of time, I would like to get a baseline from you. 10 being like, I'm freaking out, hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being like, whatever.
I would say 8.
Okay, so because what's coming up for a lot of people this week is 9/11 is in 2 days.
Mm.
So, you know, chill out. It's external. Strong boundaries.
Okay.
Strong boundaries. September 11th, I usually take that day off and just sit and correct people all day. Because people get really triggered on that day. 9/11. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. And thank you for bringing it up. Now, Carly, what can she do on a physical level if she's feeling like kind of that panic? Is there an acupressure point for that?
Yeah, actually there is. There's a point for everything. And this is actually a really good one to do for people who are feeling anxiety or out of control, is doing hands together like in prayer position and then using the thumbs go right at heart center, right on the center line of the chest area, with one single point in the middle. Easiest to find just by putting the hands together and using the thumbs right at chest level. And then that, doing that with a deep inhalation, breathing in love and light, exhaling and releasing any negativity, any fears, any worries, any concerns. And then inhaling, using that space now to fill that in with light, healing, positive energy. And then exhaling and releasing and letting go. So this is something you can do on your own. I would give it like 1 to 3 minutes, focusing with the breath and focusing on this point and seeing how you feel, observing how you feel afterwards.
That's beautiful. Mm. Thank you. Thank you, Marie, for calling in. How are you feeling number-wise?
I'm down to 2.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's only perception. Give it a couple more minutes. I'm getting you're quite strong to coupling. You have a wonderful time there in Paris.
Thanks, Marie.
Thank you very much. I shall couple away. Thank you, bye.
Marie was calling in quite often to the show because she wanted to find a partner, and she did. So. So, you know, we only have a few minutes left here. I just wanted to mention that once again, like, I am really, really, really having very full days right now. And so please bear with me and be patient. I will be done my teacher certification. I have to have all my assignments in by the 28th, one way or another. And I'm pretty caught up, but I'm just so fascinated with that. So, you know, this is the face yoga. I don't know if you can see it. It's a little bit high, but this will be my logo. I'm bringing all that together and an online. I'm also putting an online program together with my Be Irresistible telespa. That's going to be the telespas are still running. Tomorrow night, I'm having the telespa. And so that's still available. It's on Zoom. And I'm going to share a little bit of this sort of thing. And then we also have the Be Irresistible for the body, for the face, and then the Tales from the Vector. I'm almost done the last painting, and I'm working on that. So I'm really pumped, and I'm happy to see you, Carly, and I'm so happy to see you doing well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's go paddleboarding together before
this. Yes. Yeah, this weekend's supposed to be hot again, so we need to get out there. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, I invited you to come by.
I know.
All right, Zach, how much time do we have left?
5 minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
we got
Carly,
lots.
Like, yeah. You know, like Marie got down to a 2 from an 8.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, and actually what I was thinking about with Marie, my website, carlypenfold.com, there is a button on there. You can get a free guided meditation that is going to balance the chakras. And I would suggest signing up for that because, Marie, that's going to really help you to feel that centeredness and that calmness as well. And it's with singing bowls, and I do have that out there as an offering. And if anyone has any specific points or emotional distress as well, like there's acupressure points for that too. And I'd be happy to do a free consultation with the viewers. It's a pain relief breakthrough session. And the contact is all on my website for that as well. It's carlypenfold.com. I have a limited number a month, but I do.
Yeah, I would imagine. I was just going to say.
I do.
If I was listening out there, you might want to, you know, sign up pretty quick there.
Yeah.
Because it's the same for me right now. I want everybody to know. I know I've been dealing with some people. I've a lot of real estate selling. Like a lot of my clients, I have about 5 or 6 clients right now that are making great strides in real estate. And that's something that I've been working quite a bit with people. And I'm having fun reconnecting with my clients on an individual level too. I love doing it in groups, but it's really nice to connect with you, you know, separately.
Yes.
And I'm doing is I'm doing a 2-for-1. You book it online, and then I book a second session for the same amount of time a week later, and we check to see what progress you're making. So that's what I'm doing, and the telespa, and also every Thursday night, 8:30, I'm having Get Your Shift Together. So if you're working on something for $39.99, I will help you get that going.
Nice.
All right. So I want to thank you, Carly, once again for all your good work.
And thank you, Colette, for being like for having me on your show here. I really love the fact that you support this local community around you.
And I love you guys, and I really, really, really miss you.
Yeah, I know.
I miss seeing all your smiling faces, like in person. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is the next best thing. Bye for now. Everybody out there listening, thank you so much. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time, with my co-host, Karen. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
You've been
listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.